We're live here at Cape Canaveral. The greatest endeavor in the history of mankind is seconds away from being launched.
Nine, eight,
I can see the vehicle from
seven,
here. Clouds of steam
six,
around the base of it.
Five,
and here's the countdown.
Four, three, two,
we have ignition.
One.
Riders Radio Theater is on the air!
Rodeo, get your riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yo-lay, yeah. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats.
That's me.
Whitey Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're going to ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're going to hoop and holler and howl at the moon. Buckaroo and Buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now with the 2,316th performance of their three-way career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, and thank you, Texas Bix Bender, the voice that peddled 500,000 prayer cloths on Border Radio. Thank you, folks out there in Radio Land. It would be the easy way to rattle on when we have such a jam-packed show for you, but it wouldn't be the cowboy
way.
Instead, I'll simply introduce Too Slim.
That's me, all right.
Woody Paul.
At your service.
Me, Ranger Doug, idol of American youth, and our outstanding orchestra under the direction of Myron Florin Wannabe, Jory, the Cow Polka King. That's us, fellas. Let's start this with a new tune, Riding the Winds of the West.
One, two, three.
You'll greet the day with coffee bitter and strong. You'll ride away with a heart full of song. Dogies may stray, but for not very long. When you're riding the winds of the west, a sudden storm comes sweeping over the plains. The air is torn as lightning rips it again. The world's reborn in the harsh cleansing rain. As you're riding the winds of the west, the western wind will bear a message to you of some long forgotten trail.
And you'll rise to a horizon blue, and the western wind you'll sail.
Ragged cloud hides the moon in its light as you fly on the wings of the night to morning sky and the coming of light, riding the winds of the west. Riding the winds of the west.
return after this carefully conceived and well-written message.
Now, there's a magical grazing course on cassette called Hooked on Pasture Phonics. Hooked on Pasture Phonics makes grazing techniques for even the dumbest cow simple. Simple, because it's set to music.
Make a lot of meat.
Your herd will learn proper, scientifically designed eating habits, and it's fun.
Mercy don'ts are dozy don'ts. Don't eat too fast or you will blow.
And when your herd has mastered pasture phonics, they can eat almost anywhere.
No. Eat hay all day.
Whether you'd like to get a head start in pasture phonics for your preschool yearling or additional help for an older steer or heifer, Hooked on Pasture Phonics can help. To order Hooked on Pasture Phonics, call 1-900-00-0000. That's 1-900. It's only $9.99.
And now back to Ryder, Radio Theater. Welcome, welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, to a semi-irregular feature of Ryder's Radio Theater, Meet Our Boyhood Idols, in which Riders in the Sky bring to our stage a performer who has had a profound influence on their career in their formative years. Tonight's guest...
That's me! Hey!
...had a long, semi-successful...
Watch it, Jack!
...career in vaudeville, burlesque, and early television.
I was tops, I tell you, tops! I made Pinky Lee look like an amateur!
He's the legendary...
And you do mean legendary...
...stand-up comedian, Curtis Interrupted.
Hey!
Please welcome me.
Glad to see there's some snap left in the old suit.
Well, welcome to our show, Curtis. I understand
it. Yes, it did, and did I ever. Wherever you go, why, there you are, and I was there. I taught this boy here everything he knows.
Is that right, too, Slim?
Well, he was pretty instrumental.
I bet you sweet blooming buttonholes he did. Why, that barman dance thing, he's made millions off of it. Why, he got that from a legendary, and I do mean legendary, Diane Swan, didn't you, kid, huh?
I guess there was sort of a...
And what about that? Yeah, I started that thing back in 28 in Peoria. I'll never forget it. It died. Get it? It died. Get it?
Well,
it died.
Well, where did Too Slim...
Glad you asked. It was at the Grand Theater in Grand Rapids. He told me, sat in the front row and mouthed every interruption right along with me.
So your specialty
was... interrupting, of course. Yes, it was. And my capper, the last word.
The
last word, yes. Remember, I always ended my bit with that legendary phrase, your turn to bathe the cat, mama.
Well,
all these days, yes, I'm busy as ever. I'll never retire. I'm doing old folks' homes, benefits, summer stock, stock shows, old folks' stock, summer homes, oh, the whole business.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like all that much to me, really.
Hey, it beats public radio, bub.
Well, gosh, thanks,
Curtis. Yeah, don't mention it. Glad to help you boys out. You need it. Hey, tell the little squirt to start paying me royalties, will ya? He knows you got to steal from the best. I got a couple of good ones here for him, but first, I got a brand new cassette here, full up with mic bits, wacky intros, and wads of interruptions.
Well, I think that we're just about out of time.
Hey, did you hear the one about the traveling salesman? No, you can't tell that one on public radio. Did you hear the one about the public radio salesman?
Texas Bix.
I sure can. That's all the time we have for Meet Our Boyhood Idols this week. Listen for this recurring feature on Riders Radio Theater.
Your turn to bathe the cat, mama.
Riders Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WVXU. This program is being taped live at the Xavier University Theater in the Queen City of the West, Cincinnati, Ohio. Stay with us, Saddle Pals. We'll be right back. Here's a little of the Woody Paul written Western theme number one. Arranged for radio by Woody Paul. Principal Violinist, Woody Paul. Published by Woody Paul Music. This performance is dedicated to Woody Paul. Woody Paul appears courtesy of Woody Paul. Best Boy, Woody Paul. Key Grip, Woody Paul. Woody Paul appears courtesy of Woody Paul. Welcome back. You're listening to Riders Radio Theater. And now Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode one of the exciting Western melodrama, Trail of the Diamond Desperado. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, nothing yet has happened. Like I said, this is episode one. But I'll be fair with you, neighbors, not much is gonna happen in this episode either.
Hey, Texas Fix!
Oh, sorry, Slim. Something does happen, I guess.
Well, I guess that's better.
So we now present episode one, entitled, Too Slim Gets a Haircut.
Yeah.
A special note, faithful listeners will recognize yet another epilogue as part of this episode. Unfaithful listeners won't. It's a beautiful spring morning in Tumbleweed Valley, and on the famed old Triple X Ranch, Riders in the Sky are just finishing up breakfast, unaware that an unexpected visitor is about to change their brand forever.
More coffee, Ranger Doug.
Oh, sure, Sidebeat. Why not? Twist me one off there.
All right, there you go. Yeah. What's the matter there, Woody? You don't like your oatmeal?
Oh, is that what it is?
Gosh, I ate all of mine. I thought they were Brussels sprouts.
So did I, and they're pretty darn good Brussels sprouts at that.
Hey, they are good Brussels sprouts.
Well, they're not Brussels sprouts. They're oatmeal. You get it.
Well, easy there, Sidey. Oh, hold on. Oh. Somebody's at the door.
Gosh, I wonder who it could be this early.
Yeah, I don't know. But let's find out. Greetings.
Oh, good morning.
Hey, who is it?
My name is Laxalt Triple Farm. I'm from the United States Western Bureau of Brands Enforcement Section.
Well, what can we do for you, Mr. Triple Farm?
What you can do is cease and desist from using the name famed old Triple X Ranch from now on.
What? What are you talking about?
Well, actually, you can continue to use the famed old Triple X part. You just, famed old part, excuse me. You just can't use the Triple X Ranch part anymore.
Well, gosh, I'm afraid we don't understand.
Well, you see, the name Triple X Ranch belongs to a toxic waste disposal company.
What?
What?
Yes, it was duly registered about 6 months ago by the then legitimate owner of this property, Mr. A. Swinburne Slocum.
Gosh, that was back during the Return of the Phantom episodes, when he temporarily swindled us out of our ranch.
Yeah, and the courts gave this ranch back to us.
Yes, they did, but they did not and could not give you back your name.
What do you mean, Triple Farm?
I mean that Mr. Slocum is the legitimate owner of the Triple X brand and will be until he voluntarily relinquishes it or dies.
But Slocum is dead. We saw him washed away in a river of toxic waste at the end of Return of the Phantom.
He's right.
Yes, we are aware of Mr. Slocum's disappearance, but since no body has ever been found, he's not legally dead and won't be for 7 years. Until then, he remains in possession of the Triple X brand.
Well, there must be something we can do besides just wait for 7 years.
Oh, certainly there is. We're a fair-minded agency. We have an appeals process.
Well, that's great.
Of course, it will probably cost you several $100,000 and probably would drag on for, oh, 6, 7, 8 years.
Oh, no.
Well, that would be the easy way, all right, boys, but it wouldn't be the cowboy
way.
Because even after all that time, our ranch's name would still be sullied.
Right you are, Ranger Doug.
No, the only thing for us to do is change the name of our brand, our ranch, and change our brand.
Great idea, Ranger Doug. Wow. What can we call it? Let's see. How about the Rockin' Lazy Runnin' Flyin' Golden Double Arches?
That's a fine name, too, Slim. But I just don't think our cattle would survive the branding.
Well, gosh, let's see. What can we call it?
That's it!
It sure is!
You're gonna call it the Hum Ranch?
No, Side Meat. From this day forward, our home will be known as the
Harmony Ranch.
Well, wow. If that's the case, I can take care of registration of that brand for you right now.
Well, that's great, Mr. Triple Form.
Just fill this form out in triplicate, and I'll take it with me and register it for you.
All right, great.
Okay, great. See you later.
And so, with a few strokes of the pen, the famed old Triple X brand passes into the legend of the West. But what's in a name? A ranch by any other remains the same, especially if its owners are Riders in the Sky. One thing that must change, however, is the brand.
What do you think about this for the new brand, fellas?
Let's see it. A vacuum cleaner? Oh. I don't think so.
Oh, no, it's the shape of a plate of biscuits and beans.
Oh, I see. Well, look, I've got one here. How about this one?
Well, gosh, What are those little things, Ranger Doug?
Well, they're musical notes, Woody.
Oh, so that's what they look like.
Yes, that's what they look like. You'll notice that there are three of them, one for each of us, and it makes a chord in harmony.
A chord?
Gosh, I'll get a pattern and run off some t-shirts for the herd, the humane alternative to branding.
No, it's not the easy way, and that's for sure. And it'll be a long, winding trail the riders must follow before the herd will get their new t-shirts. The Trail of the Diamond Desperado. The trail begins later that morning as Woody Paul prepares to show his compadres a new trick he's just taught his pony.
Hey, Slim, you got a dime?
Let me see. Yeah, I do.
Toss it on the ground there.
Oh, okay.
Good. Now you guys move back out of the way. All over right. There by the water trough, I'll do it. I'm going to circle around by the barn and come galloping back at full speed. Then I'm going to stop on a dime. That dime right there. Come on, boy.
Oh, boy. This should be some trick,
Ranger
Doug. It's going
to be interesting, I'll tell you.
I don't see what's so great about stopping. My old mule senator does it all the time.
Okay, look out. Here he comes.
Closer and closer, horse and rider gallop. By the time they reach Two Slim's dime, their speed is approaching 40 miles an hour.
Okay, boy, stop!
The magnificent horse, true to Woody's bow, stops on the dime. Unfortunately, Woody doesn't. His cinch strap breaks and he and his saddle go flying over the horse's head, 50 feet through the air, and come barreling down into the water trough, where the impact of his fall causes the trough to break, leaving performer and spectator alike.
Wow, that's some trick, Woody.
I wish you'd have warned us to stand further away from the water trough, though.
Oh, of course you saved me taking a bath this year.
All this wasn't part of my trick, boys. My cinch strap broke.
I sure did. Say, let me take a look at that cinch. Just as I thought, this strap has been cut, slashed. Looks like the work of Slocum's.
Slocum?
Yes.
Wait a minute, Slim. That can't be. This is the first episode.
Oh, yeah. It's too early for that, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, this cinch broke because it's been frayed from constant use. See?
Yeah, and look at this bridle here. I'd say this bit's shot.
Well, it really is.
Me too.
I guess we need to make some spring improvements around here, boys. All the tack is getting more than just a little bit worn.
Yeah, and you know, the salt licks are all licked out. We're down to our last sack of range cubes, and the sweet feed's running out, too.
On top of that, we sure need some new breeder stock.
And, say, my coffee pot's about eat plumb through.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I don't know if I'll be able to make coffee around here no more.
Well, that's some consolation.
Why, you...
Boys, hold it there, boys. I think it's about time we went into town and took care of some spring chores, including a ranch improvement loan from our friends down at the First Rational Bank.
Oh, great idea, Ranger Doug. While we're there, I can get that haircut I've been needing.
Yeah, I need to get some books back to the library, boys.
Well, I'm going to make my annual trip to the laundromat and do the spring washing.
Well, that's a great idea. I think I'll look in it on Miss Marm down at the schoolhouse.
Oh, well, in the springtime, a young man's fancies turn to the birds and the bees, and an old man's fancies turn to dirty underwear.
Only a scant time later, riders in the sky find themselves on the outskirts of Tumbleweed City.
Well, we've all got different errands to do. I suggest we split up here and then meet at the bank in about a half an hour.
Great idea, Ranger Doug. Hit up there!
All right, come on.
Thus it is that the early afternoon sun finds Two Slim tying his pony to the hitching rail in front of Red the Barber's Tumbleweed Valley Barbershop.
I'll be back soon, Argyle. I'm just going to have my ears lowered a little bit. No, that's just a way of saying I'm getting a haircut. Yeah. A little slow on the uptake, aren't you, Argyle? Just take it easy here, and I'll be right back. I don't care what they say. You're a good horse. There you are. Hey, howdy, Red.
Well, how do, Colonel Two Slim? Come on in. Come on in this fine, balmy morning.
Oh, gosh, thanks, Red.
Yes, it's a beautiful day out here. The jacarandas are budding, and the daffodils are flowering. And the temperature, I suppose, is in the mid-70s. Have a seat there in the chair of honor, Colonel
thanks,
Slim.
Red. Even if it is the only chair you've got.
Well, it's the only chair I need, Colonel Slim. I can only cut one head at a time, you know.
Yeah, well, I see what you mean.
Oh, let's begin by stimulating the hair follicles with a little bit of Red's raspberry hair tonic. That's good. Well, how much are we taking off today?
Oh, just lower the ears a little bit, Red.
Well, this will be a little messy, but all right.
Well, no, not too close, and no sidewalls, okay?
Yes, as you wish, Colonel Slim.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, how are you seeing baseball this season, Red? Think the Reds have a chance?
Well, this early in the season, I suppose everyone has a chance. Yes.
Really?
Yes, I recall a long train ride one spring many years ago between Chicago and Cincinnati. Let me just bend your ear down here. And,
ouch!
Pay that no mind. Anyway, Branch, Ricky, and I were, well, we'd while away the hours on a trip with an occasional toddy and the top
ouch!
Turn across
ouch!
The... Now, look here, young man.
Well, you look. There's blood on the comb.
What? Where?
There.
Hmm.
Oh, there's blood on the comb.
Have Two Slim's two ears really been lowered? Do the Reds have a chance to win the pennant this year? And just how long is the train ride from Chicago to Cincinnati? The answers to these questions await you next week in episode 2 of Trail of the Diamond Desperados, entitled Blood on the Comb. It's neatly clipped, razor-strapping, hair-trigger excitement you won't want to miss, and it's coming only to this Theater of the Mind. And now here again are Riders in the Sky. Enjoy the Cowpoke King with a classic of the West.
Thank you, Texas Dick Bender. We want to send this week's classic of the West out to newlyweds out in California, Alan and Annette Sachs, who listen to us over KCSN in Northridge, California. This is Billy Hill's classic, The Last Roundup.
Great newlywed song, Ranger Doug.
Thank you, Woody. Did you have something else you'd rather play?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. I'm heading for the last roundup. Gonna saddle old pain for the last time. And
ride. So long, old pal, it's time your tears were dry. I'm heading for the last roundup. Get along, little doggies, get along, get along, get along, little doggies, get along. Get along, little doggies, get along, get along, get along, little doggies, get along. I'm heading for the last roundup.
I'm heading for the last roundup to that faraway ranch of the boss in the sky.
Okay, we got a little extra time this week. Let's get the King of the Cowboy Fiddlers to play a fiddle tune. Thank you.
Beatles' Golden Cowboy Boots. Xavier Hornpipe. Woody Powell.
Ladies and gentlemen, tune in to this same station, same time next week for another thrilling adventure in Riders Radio Theater. Until we meet again, Saddle Pals, from all of us to all of you.
So long, Saddle Pals, it's been so good to see you. Farewell, Saddle Pals, we really hate to leave you, but the doggies are a-mooing. Roundup time is nigh. A prairie moon is calling from a starry western sky.
So farewell, Saddle Pals,
our parting brings us sorrow.
On down the trail we'll find a bright tomorrow.
Keep those faces smiling round your home corral.
So until we meet again, goodbye.
Cast and guests of Riders Radio Theater bunk in the Woody Powell wing of the Quality Hotel Central in Norwood, Ohio. For more information on Woody Powell, Riders in the Sky, or Two Slims Burgenfield, write to Riders in the Sky International Fan Club, Post Office Box 277, White Street, Tennessee 37189. Riders Radio Theater was conceived, written, and directed and performed by Riders in the Sky, along with yours truly, Texas Big Spender. The production foreman is Campfire Bird. Our sound effects ringler is Big Zeno Clinker. For WBXU, the executive producer is J.C. Doc King. Producer Lasso and Larry Ashcraft. Coordinating producer, Chuck Wagonmaster Ingram. Chief engineer, Jamboree J. Crawford. Recording director, Gallopin' George Zahn. Sound effects honcho is Winchester Jim Springfield. And our stage manager is Solid L. Ron Esposito. This is Texas Big Spender saying so long, Saddle Pals. We'll see you next week on Riders Radio Theater.
This is the VXU Radio Network.